Welcome to the After Show. It's the podcast with Tony and Christy and Nikki from Warm 101.3 in Ra-Cha-Cha, New York. Where shall we begin?
Well, we could start with Nikki. Apparently, she is now a member of AAA.
I'm so excited, you guys. This is where my life is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was divorced for how many years? Got a new hubby. And what is the most exciting part of my day? He adds me to AAA.
Oh my goodness.
I have been added for a while. I get it. When they hand you the card, you're like, oh, you really care about me, don't you? Either that or you don't want to have to come get me.
Exactly.
That's probably what it is.
Well, now that I'm living out in the country, I'm scared. I got that basically an hour drive in. If I blew a tire or something at 2:30 in the morning, oh, baby.
Well, would you call AAA first or would you call him?
Oh, I call him, of course.
Yeah. When I hit a deer, I call Jason.
Oh, yeah, just because it's scary.
It's very scary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's funny. I'm trying to think how many flat... I've had 3 flat tires in my life. And the first one... I was a teenager. It wasn't my car.
Oh, no.
And I there was trying to change the tires as a teenager in somebody else's car. I gave up.
Oh, wow. So, guys, when I was, I think I was a senior in high school, I was driving, my dad would let me drive his car sometimes to school. Well, I come out after school and it has a flat. Oh. And what did dad do? He says, you're learning to change a flat tire.
Yeah.
So dad taught me these things, but it doesn't mean I want to do them.
No, there's no reason to. That's why you have AAA.
Yeah, exactly. Now that you have AAA, you don't have to.
I'm so excited.
I never taught my kids to change a flat tire. I bought them AAA.
But you knew how, though.
Yeah, but I...
And who taught you?
I don't remember. My father.
Probably your dad.
I just refused to do it.
So I'm proud of Nikki. She knows how, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know how, but yes. Right. Same as, like, when I owned my own house in Chilai, I mowed the lawn growing up. Like, that was my job. My dad would give me $20 back then.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah,
we had a huge...
We had a huge lawn. Like, we had a football field, basically, in our backyard.
Yeah.
But still, that was a lot of money. Now that I'm older, it's like... Please.
Yeah, no reason.
I'm not getting behind that lawnmower. Come on now.
Speaking of drivers and stuff and cars and things like that, okay, who do you guys think are the number one backseat drivers? Start with Nikki.
Husbands.
Christy.
Kids.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Wow, Christy.
I have one who's almost 13, and he has started to tell me how to drive. All of a sudden, he's like, are you going to stop? I'm just going to ram right into this person. What do you think I'm going to do?
Gosh.
It's like, thanks for pointing that out, though, because I wasn't going to.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I'm going to be a better driver than you.
Well,
Critical much? I'm a good driver.
It is amazing. It is amazing. My daughter, I don't know how she is now, but she was a terrible driver for a long time. Okay.
Let's hope she's better
now. I hope she's better now. I think she's better now. But, yeah, I mean, she was lead foot, you know, and I remember watching her cut my lawn.
She
was, like, tooling around that place, man. So I
Nate is amazing. He's been driving things since he was, like, 2 or 3, okay? It started with, like, electronic bikes and, you know, all that stuff and those little motors that the kids drive to 4-wheelers to 6-wheelers to now Jason has put him on the tractor.
That's awesome.
Oh,
and he's very
goodness.
Cautious. He's very careful.
Yeah.
And he actually goes slower than he needs to because he is cautious because I am the overprotective parent.
Yeah.
So I think when he probably will be a better driver than I will. I am.
Now that
frankly.
He's on the tractor, Christy, does that mean he can wake up at 2:30 a.m. and snowblow?
No,
probably
I'm not
going to
allow
happen.
That.
Come on.
No.
So what? Teach me. Jason got taught. What did Jason learn? You said Jason.
Oh yeah, he's finally learning. He's finally learning. I'm so excited.
What's he learning?
Well, it's just the small things. Little things make a big deal in everyday life. And what do they always say? Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life, happy
baby. Yeah.
I think he's finally starting to, 20 years later, figure it out. Because yesterday, there were some things that we had to do. And, you know, I didn't get a nap. And when I don't get a nap, and we get up early, so a lot of times we need naps, he notices that I'm cranky. Right? It's a given.
I don't know how you could notice that. That's
imagine
amazing.
How much crankier I'd be when I don't get my nap. You see me after some sleep.
Right.
So today we have some stuff going on with Nate where he has to go to a couple things and he goes, so you want me to take him to this so you can get a nap? And I go, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, I'll make sure that I'm home in time so you can get your nap.
Mm.
And he kept saying, so you can get your nap. So you can get your nap. And I was like, That's because he knows I'm cranky if I don't get my nap.
So he wasn't just trying to be nice?
No. He's saving himself.
Oh, yeah. That works, though. That's good.
Yeah.
It took a long time to train that one.
That's what I'm saying.
You really had to break that Bronco, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. 20 years later.
I wonder what he talks about with his buddies.
Not me, actually.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
He doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How? Yeah, how do you know?
Because I have been told.
She has spies. Oh. She has spies in...
Is such a good person. He doesn't even talk bad about me to anyone.
Wow.
That's how nice he is. And because people have told me before, because I'm like, I've asked my ex-brother-in-law, I'm so, come on, he's complained about me. He goes, actually, no, he never has. And he would tell me because he doesn't always like me. So he would totally tell me. He goes, he never has said anything bad about you at all. He doesn't complain about you. He doesn't talk to the guys about you like my wife's a pain. None of that.
Wow.
I said, well, I wish I could say the same. Oopsie-daisy, I must really be perfect.
So some magic for you. There is no copyright protection on magic tricks. I did not know this. If a magician invents a trick, anybody's free to use it. You just have to figure out how it's done.
Really?
And that's why there's an unwritten code. Magicians don't, they don't tell other people how a trick is done.
That's why they don't.
That's one of the reasons. But I mean, that is a code. And then once you figure it out, you're not supposed to tell anybody else.
Ah.
So it's pretty cool. I did not really. I mean, how do you copyright that? That's right. How could you possibly copyright a magic trick? I can't imagine that. But that's kind of cool. And, you know, Phil Mickelson won the other day, right? First time he's 50 years old.
PGA Championship, baby.
His nickname is Lefty. But here's the funny thing. He's right-handed.
Why do they call him Lefty?
The only thing he does left-handed is golf.
That is so strange.
Because he watched his dad golf when he was little. And
his dad's left-handed.
Yeah.
That's
how funny
nuts.
Is that?
So that is funny.
He's right-handed, but he golf's
right-handed, but golf's left-handed.
They call him Lefty.
I've heard of sometimes people that in baseball are like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's plenty of guys who will throw right-handed
right,
but bat
hit,
left.
Yeah, yeah, it's so yeah,
it's kind of
so
weird. I know it.
My dad is left-handed.
I'm trying to think. So. Not that I shoot a gun, but when I hold a gun, I hold the barrel in my right hand and shoot with my left finger. Okay, my trigger.
What?
Yeah. Okay,
no,
I shoot left-handed. Now, when
that's
I do a bow
strange.
And arrow, when I do a bow and arrow, it's just the opposite. I pull the bow and arrow back with my right hand.
Tony.
I learned, you know.
That is so
I know,
strange.
I cannot hold a gun with my right hand and shoot with my.
Am I the only one that's hard to pull that bow and arrow back?
Oh, no, I hate doing it. You know, we took archery in gym class.
Yeah.
There's two things I hated in gym class. Archery. Because I always the string always hit my arm, the inside of my arm. Okay, which
you're gonna say
like
rope climbing is the other one?
Yes.
Me too. We have no upper arm strength, Tony. That's why.
No, I don't like heights and climbing up a rope to the ceiling of a gym, which is like, well, how big was the gym? It was like three stories high,
it was
and I'm
huge.
Thinking, what kind of ass makes me climb up that thing? What are you
the
looking,
gym teacher?
Are you looking for a lawsuit here or what?
With no net, you're
I could
crazy.
Never make it.
Do they even do that anymore?
I have no idea.
I doubt it.
It's not that high anymore. I can guarantee that, right? It's probably like 2 feet off the ground.
I know. But I think, what Dr. Mengele invented this?
I hated that rope, that rope climbing. Yeah. I bet you Nikki could go all the way to
no,
the top.
No, I couldn't, Christy.
Oh, really?
And I can't do, and when I was a kid, I could do pull-ups, but I can't do pull-ups. Like, and I
both ways or just the front way?
I can't do any way, honey.
Oh, really?
You can do a pull-up?
Yeah. Just one way, not the other way.
Well, that's awesome.
Probably not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up a lot more now.
If you can do a pull-up, that is amazing because I'm really – I struggle.
But it was like one pull-up. It was not – and then I was like, ow, 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 ow.
I can't even do one.
That's hilarious. All right. With that, that's the podcast. Okay.
Guess we're not going rope climbing or doing any pull-ups.
You know, another thing, not that they do, but who wants the bungee jump? Nikki, do you want a bungee jump?
I did when I was younger. That was like something I really, really wanted to do.
Man, so you did it?
No. Now that I'm older, I'm scared to death.
Oh, so you never did it?
I never did it.
No, there's no reason to ever do that.
Yeah, I have no desire.
No desire. All I kept thinking is, you know, I have a bad back. All I kept thinking is, what will happen to my back if I were to do something like that?
Or if the rope breaks.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
And what about that thing where they put you in with someone else in that ball? They have it at, like, Darien Lake.
No, I don't know about
that. And then they shoot you like a rock. Like, if you take a rock and shoot it out of, what's that called?
Yeah, a slingshot.
Yeah, a slingshot.
They do that?
Oh my gosh, you've got to watch some YouTube videos of people passing out in these things.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Because the ball spins all over the place.
They're like, screaming, and then they pass out, and they're like, their head's bobbing, and they wake up again. It is so funny. Trust me, if you need a laugh.
And it's not a cheap ride. Like, it's an expensive
ride. Like, you have to pay $100 a piece.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks.
So great.
Pay you $100 to terrorize me. How stupid am I?
Clean up in the ball.
We're Americans, Tony.
Clean up in the ball. Wet clean up in the ball. Oh, man. All right. Share the podcast with your friends at warm1013.com. We'll see you on the radio.
See ya.
Oh, bye-bye.